they do represent the real yokes that were worn during the ball game. Those real yokes were of perishable materials, and they probably, in almost all circumstances, have not survived.
We know a bit about the Central American ball game because it was quite frequently represented by local artists who over hundreds of years made sculptures of player figures and models of pitchers with the public sitting on the walls of the court watching the players. Later European visitors wrote accounts of the game, and a number of stadia built specially for it still survive today. The Spaniards, when they arrived, were amazed by the actual ball that the game was played with. It was made of a substance entirely new to Europeans, rubber. The very first view of a bouncing ball must have been extremely disconcerting. This round object defying gravity and shooting around in random directions. The Spanish Dominican Friar Diego Duran reported a sighting.
They call the material of this ball hule, rubber. Jumping and bouncing are its qualities, upward and downward, to and from. It can exhaust the pursuer running after it before he can catch up with it.
These balls also became a kind of currency. Spaniards recorded the Aztecs exacting tribute payments of 16,000 rubber balls. Not many have survived, but excavations and finds made by farmers across Mexico and Central America have turned up a few, as well as hundreds of stone belts like ours, and stone reliefs and sculptures showing players with these yokes or belts around their waists.